This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Does it taint the Braves in a way? I mean, listen, you said to me, we were just talking, Braves country's losing their mind, and rightfully so. You know, you the season starts, you're counting on a guy to step up and right. and be in the lineup and play a great outfield for you, and none of that is going to happen, at least this season. We'll see him at some point, but I don't even know if it matters as far as the evaluating process of this contract and whether, you know, he's living up to it. But does this taint us a little bit? I'm saying us as in the Braves. And, you know, because, listen, there are people around the country that are like, oh, the Braves, they're trying to cheat. And we didn't try to do jack. Guys make mistakes, and Profar has put out a statement and said, I take full responsibility. But Mike
also says he wouldn't knowingly take the substance. So it's a bit of a dodge on that one.
I don't know about that.
Well, you had a bad smoothie?
but Mike, he wears the Braves logo.
Yes.
So even though he's apologizing and he's saying, I take responsibility, it's the Braves. And that's what people are going to see across the country. They'll remember the Braves much more than they will Jurickson Profar. This doesn't take it. We don't take a hit because of this?
Well, I mean, you signed a guy as a free agent. Other teams would not. And I asked Grant about this earlier. And I don't know if there was did some people go, did they snicker and go, nah, look at his spike in production. He was surrounded by great hitters on a really good team in San Diego, and he kicked butt, and he did a really good job, and we thought it was a good value. A lot of folks said, okay, teams were maybe shying away, said, prove it. Give me some long-term on this, and I'll give you a contract. But I thought for the Braves it was a nice contract. It made sense, especially knowing the situation we're in, where we want to get an upgrade from Kelnick until Acuna. And even when Acuna's there, it was a nice bat to have in the lineup. But not knowing Profar from Adam, you know, other than the name and what he did last year, I don't think it taints the team. You signed a player. You're of the opinion this guy's above board. Turns out he was monkeying around with some stuff he shouldn't have. But, I mean, if this was a Braves player that had been here like 10 years from now, say it ain't so, Jurickson. But I don't know him from Adams. So I don't think most Braves Nation feels this taints the team.
Okay.
It's embarrassing for the organization, but
yes.
At the end of the day,
yes.
You know, this is a decision made by the athlete,
that's
not the
right.
team.
No, and that's how I feel. So if you are pointing the finger at the Braves and like, oh, see him on the Braves, you sign guys, right, that you help or you think are going to help you, and then you hope they come in and do that. And along the way, if mistakes are made, Mike, or you find out something about a guy or a guy gets in trouble or, you know, there's an arrest or something crazy right. happens, those are individual decisions, but they reflect the team because, of course, that's what you see. But it doesn't mean that the Braves somehow are responsible for this. So, you know, that's
a 32-year-old guy who's been in the show for 13 years.
He knows, Mike. That's the point. You're right. He knows. And so the immediate, assumption with this situation is one of our listeners hit me up. Zeke was like, no wonder he had a great year last year. He said he didn't test positive last year. Does that mean that this just finally caught up with him? I mean, it might seem that way. But, damn, we get the butt of this now because, you know, again, right. this is a guy that you were counting on. So we're talking about this with you. It is a big deal, specifically with the way that we've started. And you have to wonder, Mike, and I don't know how much this affects these guys, you know, in the clubhouse and where they go from here. I don't know. I think guys just get their mind right and they go out and we're either going to hit or we're not.
Right.
I'm not telling you everything, you know, lingers on Profar and what's going down here. But now you got to answer questions about it, right?
Right.
Everybody in that clubhouse, oh, did you know? What was going on? Did you figure? I didn't know Jack. I'm just, you know, I'm his teammate. I don't know what this dude is taking and what he's not taking. And he wouldn't know what others are taking. But that becomes part of this now.
I mean, you know, you had the Giles brothers, you know, those guys were involved. You had
that's right.
If you want to go back all the way back to the Mitchell report, there's a lot of guys' names that have been involved. That's why I always, when we have the discussion about Barry Bonds being the bad guy, there was lots of guys staying in the show by taking PEDs pitching to him that he was obviously beaten. But, I mean, I don't really, the NFL is weird how the NFL has, it's a different standard. You have a performance enhancing drug, you get nailed for four games, whatever it is, you get on with your life. But baseball, there is something about, I don't know, the sanctity of the game when it comes to PEDs. After baseball turned a blind eye to it to get the sport back on track with the home run chase in the late 90s. But now you've got to be a freaking idiot to get nailed for PEDs in baseball.
Yes.
And to sit there and do, again, it's so 2025 with the modern athlete. I would never knowingly. Okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, and there was a Chris, what was it? It was a HBO Real Sports or a E60 on it about like the athletes and going back to Manny, trying to skirt some of the stuff in the Dominican. Like, it could happen anywhere. It could be an American player, it could be a Dominican player, sure. It could be anything. But it's just, you know, you're looking for, you're pressing the margins because you're an older guy trying to stay in the show. He's a 32-year-old, got a contract because he was willing to take the risk. And don't give me this babe in the woods, I don't know what happened nonsense.
No, I don't buy that. I just don't.
But as a Braves fan, I was going to become a Profar fan if he helped my team win this year. I don't have any investment with Jerks and Profar to be upset that he's tainted the Braves. He's embarrassed himself. And yeah, they did sign him, but they had no idea.
No, they had no idea. You're right about becoming a fan because that happens through the course of his play. But you put a target on my team's back that we didn't need. And that becomes a situation where, you know, you had high expectations for him, and now he's disappointed, not just his teammates, but the fan base. And that part of it is real. So,
you know, the other thing is, and a lot of guys, Braves fans are freaking out because, yes, you haven't scored a run in 22 innings, get swept by the Padres. They're running around like the catcher's not even there. And now you've got this guy, again, 80-game suspension, not eligible for the postseason with Jerks and Profar. I will say this, though. I'm not going to give Alex a complete, when you ask me about, you know, how should I feel?
Yeah.
When you have to continuously go shopping with a Groupon, and you just, you know, and again, what were you thinking? Were you ever thinking we were going to be front line in the mix for a big bat this offseason? I mean, I never thought that was going to be an option because they just don't spend money like that now with all the money tied into the other position players. But is this the collateral damage when you have to go searching for values all the time that you wind up getting a rotten apple?
I mean, Mike, sometimes it happens. And look, if we were, to your point, if we were shopping at, I don't know, Bloomingdale's or wherever you want to go, all right, pick the store. High end, and you know, we're shopping at the Gucci store or whatever. You don't necessarily, you're not competing in this lower tier of or in between tier of players. If you're telling me that if we would have spent more money, and this is an argument here, that hey, if we would have just spent more money on a top tier player, that this wouldn't have happened, we don't know that. We don't know if that guy would have been tainted as well. What you're trying to do, and this is what I think Alex Anthopoulos is trying to do, and again, he'll have a lot of questions to answer when it comes to this, because he's like, the first thing is, did you guys know? Because Grant mentioned, Mike, the whole signing with, was it
Verdugo?
Verdugo happened at a kind of an unusual time, right? Where you were like, okay, why are they bringing another outfielder in? What's going on? I don't know if Alex knew. Maybe they had maybe a little bit of knowledge, maybe something. But I think what he was trying to do is get the right fit. Right. And sometimes that, if you spend more money, it doesn't mean that it doesn't work out this same way. But I'll tell you right now, I'm pissed and I'm disappointed in the fact that this is the way the season started. But now we got to deal with this, and hopefully we can get past it by scoring some runs against the Dodgers.
We got De La Cruz next to nothing from Pittsburgh. Guy said, why don't we go get Bellinger? Because you have to trade something for Bellinger. You'd have to give him something for your very depleted minor league system where you don't have a lot of depth right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why. If anything, I would like to them spend a little more money on their starting pitching. But yeah, it comes into the conversation that you do have, unfortunately, have to sort of cut corners. On one side, you got 1 through 8 locked up. You got all these guys with contracts, but yet you've always seemed to have to do it with a budget for everything else.
All right, more to get to here on the show as this story broke literally at the top of the hour. Again, if you're just joining us, Jerks and Profar suspended for 80 games for a banned substance. We now know that substance is HCG. And we mentioned, for those who are hardcore baseball fans, this is something Manny got popped for. Manny being Manny. Manny in 09 got popped for the same substance. But the worst part about this, and we're just telling you what the rules are, you get suspended in Major League Baseball like this, you're ineligible for the postseason. So even when he gets back at some point this season, and let's just say he's hot, Mike, and he's playing well, and we go, yeah, this is great, you ain't going to see him in the postseason. So Alex has work to do. The good news is, Mike, the season's just starting. You still have the trade deadline months from now. And there's still moves to be made that can make this team better. But it gets back to what Mike's saying now. Are you going to spend some money? Because you can go pick up street dudes all day long. You can go pick up guys that have been playing and, oh, they don't have, you know, they're free agents on the street.
That's one thing. If you want to really try to improve this team and you feel like, Mike, this is going to be a World Series type squad,
right,
then that's going to be the answer. And then you're talking about moving some of your assets and making a trade or two to make this team better. But they're not going to do it right now.
And that's why, I mean, it's funny. One of our listeners suggested it as a joke, but it's literally where the world where the Braves are living right now based on payroll. Adam Duvall is not out of the question just because he would be very cheap. You know. And
Why do we keep going back to 2021?
Well, tell that to – we got freaking Jesse Chavez is back up here.
I know.
Well, Chris, what's seventh – Jesse Chavez 7.0 with the Bravos, man. So, yes, we have done a nice job of locking up talent. You know how I feel about the shortstop position. I don't really like, you know, what we have with Murph, but this team better start friggin' hitting. You know, and like, I hate that we wasted Schwellenbach's great effort. I thought he did a hell of a job. That's promising for this. So it's not all bad news from San Diego, but man, this is a brutal start to 2025. And now, oh, by the way, you're facing the best pitching staff in the show, and you're going to the Dodgers now.